Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narrative will be on Psalm 124. Psalm numbers 120 through 134, as you might remember, have been categorized together and referred to as the Songs of Ascent because of their titles. They may have been sung on the steps of the temple in Jerusalem during their festivals, or possibly by pilgrims who were making their annual trip up to Jerusalem. In the psalm today, written by David, it seems to have been written to remind the Israelites then, and believers today, that God is the one who protects and delivers us from Satan's snares. Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us, then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Back in your school days on the playground, remember the games that required choosing your teammates? What kind of kids did the captains usually choose? Well, because the games were usually of the sporting type, the kids that were chosen were the strong kids, the fast kids, the tall kids, the athletic ones, kids that the captain thought would help him have the winning team. As adults in the workplace, who does the boss choose to work on a project with him? Maybe the aggressive workers, fast-talking deal makers, experienced workers, detail-oriented thinkers that the boss hopes will be able to accomplish the work quickly and on time to fix a problem or win a new contract. Having the right people on your side can be a blessing by making your life a little easier, a little more fun. Many earthly endeavors often involve people choosing other people to be on their side or on their team. Given that all people now are sinful and fallible, it's a good thing that most things in our life are not matters of life and death. Because we know that no matter how much thought is given to choosing with whom we align ourselves, we don't always win. We don't always come out ahead. Circumstances change to alter the playing field. Loyalties change to affect relationships. Enthusiasm and motives change, which alter performance. Now contrast that with eternal matters. Faith, forgiveness, and eternal life and death. Would we really want to rely on our flawed human leaders, even the nicest, most successful ones, for eternal life? I don't think so. Yes, having our fellow Christians walking beside us and helping us through difficult times would certainly be a blessing. Having them on our side, as it were, praying for us, encouraging us in God's word, caring for our physical needs if necessary, would be great, and it would be much appreciated. The danger is in thinking that those people, those daily gifts that they are delivering to us, come to us by any other way than by God's own provision. Think of some of the storms you've had to deal with. Nasty breakups with friends or spouses. Emotional heartbreaks of the death of loved ones. Health issues that have prevented you from living comfortably. Financial crises that have forced you to change your lifestyle. Weather-related storms that have destroyed your home or business. In all these things, God has never left you on your own. Because God is on our side as believers, He has never let Satan snatch us from eternal life with Christ. Because God is on our side, our strains and cares will always be known to Him, and the Lord will not let us sink so deeply into despair that we are separated forever from His love and mercy. Thankfully, mercifully, we did not have to do any of the choosing ourselves to have God on our side. Fickle as we are, we would never succeed at choosing correctly. We would never get that right. We are too tempted by the world's ideas of what is good and helpful and right. But the Lord chooses us. Jesus' words in John chapter 15, verse 16 assures us of it like this: "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Yes, the Lord chose us, produced the faith within us so that we can forever abide in him. Even when we seem lost in our own misery, Jesus Christ remains the life-giving vine to each of us, we who are the unmistakable branches connected through Christ to God the Father, the vine dresser, who is always pruning us in repentance, spiritual growth, and good works towards others. The Lord did rescue the Israelites from the raging river, floods, and violent enemies who sought to annihilate them. But mostly, the Lord was rescuing them spiritually from eternal damnation, so that they would be saved and live eternally with Christ. When we call on the name of the Lord, we are recognizing him for the powerful and almighty God that he is, creator of the entire universe and world, with us from the very beginning of time. God, our Father, who alone is the author and perfecter of our faith. God, the Holy Spirit, who is the merciful sustainer of our life and soul. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who is our loving protector and guardian of us, his weak and humble sheep. Blessed be the Lord indeed, who has not given us over to our enemies or fears, but has rescued us from even the hidden snares of dangers and keeps us safe from all eternal harm. Blessed be him who chose us to be on his side and in his kingdom forever. Woe to us if it had not been the Lord who was and continues to be on our side in all things and for all time. So today we say it with boldness: our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hymn number 755 in the Lutheran Service Book is not a very familiar hymn to many, but the words of the first verse are beautiful and fitting for our prayer today. We pray, "Dear God, in the very midst of life, snares of death surround us. Who shall help us in the strife, lest the foe confound us? Thou only, Lord, thou only. We mourn that we have greatly erred, that our sins thy wrath have stirred. Holy and righteous God, holy and almighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us, lest we perish in the bitter pangs of death. Have mercy, O Lord." We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.